And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Jules, how's the homework? Excuse me, what are you wearing?
Oh, you like it? I was thinking of wearing it to the concert tomorrow night.
Jules, what makes you think that dress is remotely appropriate?
What do you mean? Angelina De La Nore wore a dress just like this to the red carpet.
Uh-huh, and if Angelina De La Nore jumped off a bridge, would you do that too?
Ooh, you mean like she did for her Oscar-nominated performance in I Jumped Off a Bridge Too Far?
You saw that movie?
Everyone saw that movie.
Well, I didn't. Don't you know what it's rated?
Oh, please. Besides, I want to look good at the concert.
What concert?
Chains of Despair is playing in Connellsville tomorrow night.
I do not remember giving you permission to go.
I do not remember asking you for your permission. I already bought the ticket. I already bought the dress. I don't see how it concerns you.
Because you're not going to a concert on a school night dressed like that.
I did all the time back in L.A.
Newsflash, you're not in L.A.
What difference does it make where I am? And why are you being so negative? This is just me being me.
Okay, well, why don't you be you while wearing actual clothes and being home on school nights? Wait. Tell me you didn't pay the amount of money on this price tag for the amount of dress you're wearing.
I used Dad's credit card.
That's for necessities only.
I would call this a necessity.
Oh, please. Look, I'm not trying to kill your fun, Jules.
Right.
But I'm responsible for your well-being, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't make that more difficult.
I can't go to the concert.
No.
Fine.
Return the dress?
Fine.
Okay, how is the homework coming?
Fine.
Attention, students. If you're going to bring in cans for the can drive, there still needs to be food in those cans.
So then, Connie made me return the dress. And I can't go to the concert tonight, so there's going to be an empty seat at the Chains of Despair show.
I'm kind of surprised you're into their music.
Huh?
Their fans are rough. I used to scout fake tickets to Chains of Despair shows for Mr. Skin. You didn't want to be around when those people found out they'd been duped.
You're not on her side, are you?
It sounds like Connie's just trying to look out for you. Maybe you should listen to her.
All she ever says is no.
It sounds to me like she's just trying to protect you from things that could hurt you.
But she doesn't trust me to do anything. Back in L.A., people didn't tell me what to do. They let me be who I am. Connie makes me feel like I'm on parole.
Speaking as someone who actually is on parole, I think you got it easy.
Right.
Oh, no!
Are you all right, Valerie?
I dropped my books.
Here, let me get those for you.
Thank you, Buck. You're so kind.
Don't mention it.
And strong.
Don't mention it.
Jules, were you just talking about Chains of Despair? I love their music.
Me too.
Did you hear their leaked, rejected studio recording of I Can't Take It Anymore, The Darkness is Closing In?
Of course, I love it.
Did you know that their bassist broke both of his arms in the studio recording his solo?
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine in LA is their recording engineer.
No way! That's right, you moved here from LA. Wow, that is so cool.
Thanks.
I assume you're going to their show tonight?
I was, but Connie won't let me.
That's literally the worst thing I've ever heard. Connie's just plain wrong to not let you go.
No, she's just plain looking out for Jules.
Oh, Buck. Always seeing people in the best light. It must be wonderful to see the world the way you do through your deep, brilliant blue eyes. I would absolutely go, but tickets are just crazy expensive.
Oh, well, you can have my ticket. Here.
Are you seriously giving me your ticket? Jules, that is so nice of you.
It's non-refundable, so somebody should enjoy it.
No. You are too wonderful. You have to let me thank you. What are you doing after school? You and I are hanging out. Done.
Oh.
You could help me pick out what to wear to the concert tonight. I'd love to have your fashion advice.
Thanks. That sounds great.
I'll text you the address. Better into class.
Bye.
Are you really gonna hang out with her?
Yeah.
Valerie.
Don't you start now with what I should and shouldn't do. I have enough of that already.
Jules, thank you again so much for those tickets. It was the most amazing concert ever. I was so close to the stage that when Fuchsia sang the second chorus to I'm Gonna Scream Until the Pain Stops, I literally felt her screams
on my face. Mm-hmm. She has such a beautiful voice. Ugh.
She does. I met her once at this charity auction. My dad was sponsoring or something.
No way. Your life is so amazing. Tell me more about living in LA. I bet your malls are way better than this one.
I guess.
It must have been like in the magazines. Beaches, movie stars, the food, the fashion. Don't you love this outfit? I love this outfit.
It's great.
Describe your perfect LA weekend.
My dad has a beach house in Malibu. It's so gorgeous out there, and my friends and I would go hang out there and party all weekend.
Oh, fun. You must have had a lot of great friends.
I did.
Okay, so tell me the truth. How many of them were celebrities?
Well, a few were, kind of.
Wow. Do you miss them?
I do. I miss their support. They were so outgoing and into trying new things. Not like people in Odyssey. Connie's idea of a perfect weekend is getting ready for church all day Saturday and then going to church all day Sunday.
I know what you mean. It's such a backwards place. You know, we're a lot alike. We need to look out for each other.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wow, that is an amazing dress.
You should try it on.
I could never afford it.
Come on, we're just having fun. Try it on.
Well, what if I love it even more once I try it on? Then it'll really crush me if I can't buy it.
Then I'll buy it for you.
No. It's too expensive, and you already gave me the Chains of Despair ticket.
Don't worry, Val. It's my dad's card. He's not gonna care if I buy a new dress. Especially if it's a gift for my new friend.
But I don't have any shoes that would match it.
Then, Valerie, we will have to buy you new shoes.
But if I'm getting a new dress, so are you.
Oh,
how about this one? This looks just like the dress that Angelina De La Noire wore to the premiere of
I Jumped Off a Bridge Too Far. I know, and I can't buy it.
But your dad's credit card.
I mean, I can buy it, but I bought it once already. Connie didn't approve and made me return it.
What? It's your body wearing it, and it's your dad's credit card paying for it. Why should Connie tell you what to do?
Because I live in her house.
Well, then, keep it in my house.
I don't know.
Look, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I fully support whatever decision you make. So,
I'll need new shoes to go with it. Yeah, I know, but I can't, Val. Connie doesn't let me go out on school nights. Oh, I gotta go. Bye.
Hey, Jules, have you seen my new sweater?
Yeah, it's in my closet.
Of course. No reason it should be in mine. Who are you talking to?
Valerie.
Valerie? Really?
Yes, really.
You know, she doesn't have the best reputation.
Oh, so it's not just me you judge, it's all kids?
Look, I'm only saying...
I happen to be helping Valerie. She's struggling with geometry and the teacher paired us together.
Oh, well, I guess that's good.
Yep. And, you know, it's really hard to help her over the phone. Can I go over to her house?
Well, I guess. Sure. Do you need a ride?
No, thanks. I'll walk. I need the exercise. Okay, there's that, Oh, you can grab your sweater, but bring it back when you're done, okay? See ya! Hey, I got the tickets.
And I got the popcorn. Come on.
Wait, that's the wrong theater. Queen of Camelot is in Theater 5.
Yeah, but Blood Slasher 3 is in this one.
But we have tickets for... Oh, gotcha.
It's so good to see you breaking free from Connie's chains and finally being yourself.
It does feel pretty good.
Order 15?
That's ours.
Here you go.
Thanks.
What is this?
Only the greatest sandwich of all time. Bacon, pastrami, barbecue potato chips, and peanut butter.
That is literally the most amazing thing I've ever tasted. Oh,
I know. Connie doesn't let me get it very often because she says it's too fatty. She's just jealous because I can eat food like this.
I got something for you. Ta-da! It's the new Chains of Despair album.
Val, that's so nice.
Let's go back to your house and listen to it.
We can't, Connie.
Oh, well, we could go to my house, but my stereo is broken.
I'm so unhappy!
Whoa, oh, this stereo is incredible.
I can really keep this?
How else are we gonna listen to the music we like? Play it again. Mm-hmm. But this time, turn up the bass. Let's see what these speakers can do.
Okay, my students. If you're going to donate canned food, keep the food in the can. Don't open the can and bring the food in a paper bag. Why is this so difficult?
Jules.
Oh, hi, Buck.
You've been hanging out a lot with Valerie.
Yeah, it's been fun. Hey, you should come with us sometime.
Actually, Valerie asked if I wanted to do that.
You should.
Yeah, she said something interesting. She said it would be fun because you would buy me whatever I wanted with your dad's credit card.
What?
You know she's using you, right?
Excuse me?
You've been buying her things almost every time you hang out.
How would you know?
She's not very subtle about all the new clothes you bought her. And she really wanted to know what I thought about her designer shoes.
Sometimes I get her a present, but we're friends. She buys things for me, too.
That's part of the con.
Con?
I used to do this sort of thing, too. She buys you less expensive gifts, doesn't she?
I don't know. She's my friend. I don't keep track of who spends more.
That's so you don't think she's using you.
No. Like I said, we're friends.
How many other friends does Valerie have? Do you see her being nice to anyone else at school?
I don't know. I don't watch her every move, but we get along, because we're different.
What do you mean?
Since I first came to Odyssey, everyone judged me. My clothes are different, my taste in music is bad, what I believe is wrong. Valerie accepts me for who I am.
That's not what Valerie's doing.
How do you know what she's doing? Just because you used to con people doesn't mean she does.
Look, just try this. Ask her to pay for something herself and see what happens.
You know, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't tell me what I can and can't do with my life, Buck.
I'm only trying to help.
I gotta go. I'm helping Valerie plan her birthday party. I'm actually helping her.
Okay, so the restaurant has a private room that seats 12 people, including the DJ. Mm-hmm. So that's you, me, my older cousin from Chicago, and his 6 friends. Did you want to invite anyone? Maybe Buck?
I don't think so.
What? You don't like him anymore?
No, it turns out he's just like everyone else in Odyssey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to invite him if you weren't, but no. Jules, let's make a promise. Mm-hmm. We'll never let a guy get in the way of our friendship.
Never.
Good. Oh, don't worry. We'll have just as much fun as you had at those parties in L.A. My cousin and his friends are awesome. We should rent a limo. What do you think?
That would be fun.
Great. I just need to give them your dad's credit card number to make the reservation, so...
Oh, right.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing, but does it have to be my dad's card?
Oh, your dad didn't cut you off, did he?
No, I was just thinking. Since I'm paying for the restaurant and the DJ, that would be my present to you. I thought maybe you could pay for the limo.
You want me to pay for the limo?
Yeah.
But why would you ask me to pay for the limo?
It's your party.
Jules, it's not like the limo is just for me. We all get to ride in it. This whole party is something we all get to enjoy.
I know,
but... And it's not like it's your money anyway. Your dad's paying for all of it.
I know.
Look, Jules, I don't want to make you do something that you don't want to do, okay? If you want me to pay for the limo, I'll pay for the limo.
You don't mind?
No, of course not. I support whatever decision you make. However, if you don't pay for the limo, I might tell Connie about all the things you've been doing.
What?
I mean, of course, I don't want to, but, you know, maybe I'll see Connie at Wits End, and I might accidentally tell her that you've been watching all of those movies that she doesn't approve of.
What?
And listening to Chains of Despair, and buying all of those shoes and dresses.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to. You're my friend, Jules, and I want to keep all of your secrets, but sometimes, when I don't get what I want, I can't help it.
Buck was right about you.
Buck was talking about me?
I'm leaving.
No. We're gonna finish planning my party. Or, should I go talk to Connie? Maybe she'd like to see all the receipts from all of your purchases.
You've been keeping them?
Well, one never knows when things like that might come in handy.
You did all that stuff with me, you know. You could be in trouble, too.
Whose signature is on all of those receipts? Jules Kendall.
That's right, Mother and Father. It was Jules Kendall, the wild girl from L.A. who corrupted your sweet little Valerie. I didn't want to, but she made me.
Works on him every time. Is Connie as easy to fool?
What do you want, Valerie?
The limo. A really big one. Oh, come on! Don't tell me this past week hasn't been the most fun you've had since moving to Odyssey. Just don't do anything dumb. And we can keep having fun, okay?
Hey, Jules.
How'd you do on the geometry test?
Pretty good. Eugene taught me a song to memorize formula. It came in handy when I got stuck in the volume of cones.
That's great. Valerie's birthday party is tomorrow, and she said I could invite someone, and I was wondering if you wanted to come. It should be really fun. We're renting a limo, and there's a DJ, and it should be really fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun. But I can't. I'm helping Eugene with yard work tomorrow, and then we're gonna go fishing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I hope you have a good time.
Thanks.
So, I'll see you later.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah?
You've lived all over the country. Are people awful everywhere?
Well, yeah. Lots of nice ones, but you don't have to look too hard to find the mean ones, too.
I knew it.
What's the matter?
I should have listened to what you said about Valerie. She is using me.
Then why are you going to her party?
Because she's blackmailing me. I've been lying to Connie because we've been doing stuff Connie told me not to do, and Valerie has the receipts to all of it.
Oh, that is bad.
If Connie finds out, I'll be locked in my room until I graduate college, or longer. I could really use a friend. A real one.
How can I help?
You know about manipulation. Blackmail, conning people. Can't you do your thing to, I don't know, trick Valerie or blackmail her into getting me out of this? You know she likes you. It would be pretty easy.
I could.
Buck, thank you.
But I won't.
What?
I've seen this happen way too many times before. Conning another con will only escalate the problem. You should have stopped it before it came to this.
You're not going to help me.
Not by conning Valerie. I think, and I'm saying this as your friend, you need to come clean to Connie.
Wow. Some friend you turn out to be.
Connie's not one of the mean ones, Jules. She cares about you. Take it from me. When you find those people, you need to hang on to them.
Bye, Buck.
Okay, if Evan can fit one more jalapeno popper in his mouth, he'll break the all-time record!
Oh,
yeah, did it! Later, another tray of jalapeno poppers!
Are you the birthday girl?
That's right!
I'm sorry, there seems to be a small problem with your credit card.
Oh, okay. Jules, could you please talk to this nice man? We'll save the last of the fondue until you get back.
Fine.
Right this way.
Declined?
Mm-hmm.
That's not possible. It's like a triple platinum card. It has no spending limit.
Perhaps another card.
How much is the bill?
Ah, here you are.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie!
What?
There's something wrong with my card. I can't pay for dinner.
Is this you trying to get me to pay my fair share? Look, you're having just as much fun as
It's not that at all. I'll straighten it out later with my dad, but right now I don't have any money, and we owe this much.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. You stall the waiter, and I'll get everyone to chip in. We should be able to make it.
Thank you.
Hey, I always got your back, Jules.
Of course. You can divide the bill as many ways as you want.
You wouldn't happen to have a layaway plan, would you?
No.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can take care of it.
Mason?
Yes?
What happened to the group in the party room?
What do you mean?
I went in with an order of crab cakes and they were gone.
What?
Well, looks like you're the one settling the bill.
Actually, you know, I think they were just going to the car to get their wallets. I'll just go out there.
Just follow me to the manager's office, if you don't mind. Ah, you must be...
Connie Kendall. The lady up front sent me back. Where's my sister?
Right through here. As I explained over the phone...
Yeah, I got it.
Hi, Connie.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
And here's the young lady's bill.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dad's card isn't working.
Ugh. Here, put it on my card.
Mm-hmm. One moment while I process this.
Thank you so much, Connie.
First, what are you wearing? I thought you returned that dress.
I did, and then I bought it back again.
Don't laugh.
Okay.
What is going on?
Connie, I'm so sorry. I'll talk to Dad and he'll repay you.
I already talked to him. He canceled your card.
What?
After he called me to ask why I wasn't feeding you or clothing you with the money he sends every month.
But why would he cancel?
There were so many charges on your card for new clothes and food and pretty much everything else that he wondered if you were even staying with me.
Look, I can explain.
You've been lying to me, Jules. Do you really not get why I give you limits?
Yeah, because you don't get me.
No, because I do get you. You're young. You're immature. You don't know enough to see ahead what's going to hurt you. I do.
No, you don't. Why do you have to judge me all the time?
I'm not judging you. I'm trying to keep you from making the same mistakes I made at your age.
But I'm not you, Connie.
Well, you kind of are.
How would you know? You didn't even know I existed until your mom's funeral.
Look, maybe I don't know everything about you. But if you could take a step back from yourself, you'd see that I'm doing this because I love you.
Yeah, well, you have a funny way of showing it.
Jules, I'm glad that you're growing up, trying new things, and finding out who you'll be. But you're not there yet. And you know what? You won't get there without listening to the people in your life who, because they love you, warn you when you're going the wrong way. And I hope you know that I'm one of those people.
Well... I don't.
In the meantime, Dad and I decided that you're gonna pay me back for this bill.
How? I don't have that kind of money.
Well, you'll have to get a job.
What?
And I just may have an option for you.
Jules, hi.
Done with that milkshake, sir?
Yeah?
Okay, I'll take your glass.
I can take it up.
Nope. It's what I'm being paid to do.
You're working at wit's end?
Bussing tables until I can pay off my credit card debt, which should take forever.
Jules, the kid at table 4 spilled his banana split. You'll need the big mop.
On it, ma'am. Bye, Buck.
Bye.
So, did Jules tell you why she's working here?
I sort of knew.
Uh-huh. And did you also know about Valerie's little scheme?
I heard things.
Mm-hmm. Well... it's really weird, Buck, but my dad called me this morning.
Uh-huh.
He said that most of the things that Jules bought were being returned, and the charges were being credited back to his account.
So, Valerie returned all those things. That was nice of her.
Yeah, except it wasn't her.
Oh?
I called Valerie's mom. She said that some young man came to their house and told her what Valerie did.
Really?
Yeah, and he offered to return all the things that Jules bought. To make things right.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that? Funny thing, but Valerie's mom didn't catch the boy's name. You wouldn't happen to know who he was, would you?
Well, Jules has a lot of people who care about her, Connie.
Yes, she does. And I hope that she sees that someday.
Proverbs 27:6 says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Can you remember a time when someone had to tell you something that you didn't want to hear? It's never easy to learn that we're doing something wrong. But true friends are honest with us, even when it comes to pointing out our mistakes. Like Buck and Connie, it takes courage and love to tell someone what they need to hear, even if it isn't what they want to hear. Think of that the next time when you get correction from a friend or discipline from a parent. It's probably just as hard for them to tell you about your problem as it is for you to hear about it. Just remember, above all else, they loved you enough to tell you the truth. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Friend or Foe was written by Sam Suksuri and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Shona Kennedy, Robbie Bruce, Allison Sharp, and Scott White. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.